With all five starting players back from last year's team, Florida showed why it was favored to repeat as champion. Although Ohio State looked up to the challenge in the beginning of the game, that was the only point where it would have a lead. Florida went ahead with about 12 minutes left in the first half and never trailed again. The biggest lead was 14 points, and the closest Ohio State came in the second half was 6 points. Nearly every time Ohio State looked like it might get back in the game, a Florida player seemed to hit a 3-point field goal. Ohio State coach Thad Matta says that was the big difference in the game.
They just did an incredible job of making threes, and that was one of the things that we wanted to hone in on and really try to limit and take away their threes. But they just, a couple of them sort of freakish type threes that just were daggers for us.
Florida converted 10 of 18 shots from behind the three-point arc, while Ohio State made only 4 of 23. Florida had a balanced offensive attack with 4 players scoring in double figures and 2 others each with 8 points. Freshman center Greg Oden of Ohio State led all scorers with 25 points. With the 84-75 win, Florida becomes the first school since Duke in 1991-92 to win back-to-back titles. Florida coach Billy Donovan says his is a special group of players.
When you talk about the word team and what team encompasses in terms of unselfishness, sacrifice, playing together, they have got to go down and be considered, in my opinion, one of the best teams to ever play. And I think in this day and age, for these guys to accomplish what they've accomplished, to do it with absolutely no expectations on them last year, to having all the expectations on them this year, you got to be pretty competitive.
Until this Florida win over Ohio State, no men's college basketball team has repeated as national champion with the same starting players. Florida forward Corey Brewer was named the most outstanding player of this Final Four. He hit a number of key three-point shots in both the semifinal win over UCLA and against Ohio State. Brewer was one of 3 Florida juniors who opted to return to school this season instead of turning professional. He says they had a mission.
Yeah, it's all about team, and like our motto, we set records, and we make history. I guess you can say that too, but our motto is we set records, and that's what we try to do.
Florida is now the first Division I college ever to win the national football and basketball titles the same year. Ironically, both title game victories were over Ohio State. Park Brewer, VOA Sports, in Atlanta.